Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kevin and Amy Coble, and we're going to be visiting about puppets. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I want to start with Kevin because, as I understand, Kevin, you're the founder of Jester Puppets, and that's who's going to be in Atlantic next Thursday or this coming Thursday. So tell us, how did all this kind of start with the puppets?
Well, I've been a performer for about 20 years, and a few years ago, we were looking for something that could occupy some of our time that we don't perform at the Renaissance festivals as a joust team. So we kind of started messing around with some puppet ideas, doing puppet shows for kids, covering various topics, you know, that, you know, kids kind of go through nowadays, like bullying, dog safety, just different things that we were trying to come up with.
And do you have children?
Well, Amy has two boys.
Okay. I mean, you know, I have been around kids a lot. I think all of you do kind of start to say, well, these are some things we really want kids to know about. And so you've incorporated those into these programs that you're doing at the library. Now, Kevin, thinking jousting, I think that is being pretty physical, your whole body physically involved. Puppets, maybe smaller, finer muscles being used. What do you think about that?
It's much different. However, the shows we tend to do are usually very, very active, very, there's a lot of running around and doing things. I tend to sweat almost as much during the shows as Joe.
And Amy, you're involved too. You're handling one or more of the puppets?
Yes. I was drafted this year, so I'm getting to do some of the performing. I did some of the performing on the joust field, and I worked there, so now I've got incorporated into the puppets.
Oh, good. Now, when I think of puppets, first of all, I think of them as being relatively small on a small stage, but that may be wrong.
Yeah, we run a bigger scale show. We do have some of the smaller hand puppets that are maybe 6 inches or so, but then we have some custom-made puppets that are about 3 feet tall. And then we have the walk-arounds. It's a full-body suit. So it's a wide variety, and that lets us interact on a large scale with the kids. We have a new stage this year that we're really excited about. Kevin designed the stage, and it's 4 sections. And a good friend of ours built that for us, and it makes quite an impact when that comes in.
You know, this is sounding like more fun and more interesting as you go along, because, like I say, some of us have this kind of perception of what puppets are, and you're way beyond our kind of narrow perception of puppets. And as I recall from Julie Jepke's at the library, everybody's invited to this. This may be especially for kids at the library, but adults can come too.
Absolutely. A lot of the material that we use is geared toward the kids. It's a lot of humor and fun for them. It's very interactive. We take a lot of their ideas and incorporate that into the show. But the humor that is in the show also fits the adults. It's always fun to look up and see the parents laughing just as hard as the kids are.
Okay, and as I mentioned, this is all happening at the Atlantic Public Library this coming Thursday, the 16th. And 10 to 11 a.m. So you get this in the morning, 10 to 11 on Thursday the 16th. Now, the kind of theme this year at the Atlantic Public Library and perhaps across the state has to do with heroes. So, Kevin, do you write script? Amy, do you write script? You know, how do you involve and how do you get your story into this theme?
Well, I do write all the scripts for our shows. We do a new show every year. We like to be creative and unique, and we don't like to repeat ourselves very much. We actually get bored after doing the same show too many times, so we like coming up with something new. And this year, we wrote a show based on the superhero theme, but we also incorporated an anti-bullying show. So we were trying to come across with two different messages, not just superheroes, which we also include local heroes, your fire department, your police department, and teachers, etc. But we also decided to put in the anti-bullying message to kind of give it a little bit more of an impact.
Great. It's. I think we have to keep that bullying part in mind. We hear so much about it, and then it kind of goes away a little bit. But, hey, it's a part of everyday life, I'm sorry to say, for some kids. So that's the great. And then you make it a lot more interesting and catch attention when you do it with the puppets, I'm sure. And I'm just fascinated to think about how you involve all these different size puppets in your hero story. Now, as I understand, this theme is kind of used across the state, or libraries may buy into it. So you're not just doing the Atlantic Public Library. Is that right?
No, we'll be doing this for over 60 times this summer. So we're packing them all in just a couple of months. We've done over 30 so far. And things are just really taking off. People are loving the idea. It fits in with their theme, but then it has a little bit more meat to it.
Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm sure, just because, again, I'm not real involved with theater, but I hear people in theater, in productions like yours, that every audience is unique. You may have the same program in mind, but somehow there's always something unique. Do you find that true, Kevin?
Oh, absolutely. We've seen a lot of different performers just from our few years of experience, and we all do something different, which makes it great for the kids. They can see quite a few different shows over summer and get a little bit of different things from each one.
And Amy, you just said you just started with your puppets. Give us a bit of your background. You've been involved with the jousting also.
Mm-hmm.
And are you...
What I do with the jousting is I work directly with the horses and get them ready to go, and then in the show I serve as the marshal. So I'm the one that kind of referees and tries to keep everybody in line, but somehow that doesn't always seem to work. And that kind of spills over into the puppets. Like you were saying, you never know where that show's going to go, because we do take the ideas from the kids and let them help us write the show. So you just never know where you're going to end up. And usually people are rolling on the floor laughing with some of the kids.
This is sounding more interesting all the time. That interactive part just pulls everybody into what it is you're doing. So, I want to say that the adults are invited to come. I guess even if you don't have a child at the library, you would be invited to come. And this just really sounds fascinating. Kevin, who makes the puppets? Who, you know, from these little ones to these big ones? Is that something that you and Amy do, or do you have this done outside of yourselves?
We do a little bit of everything. We actually buy a lot of our puppets. We buy some puppets and alter them. We build them from scratch. So it's a little bit of everything.
And when you start saying you have a set and so on, this, I'm thinking you don't just jump into a little mini van and come, but maybe that's not right.
We have a big truck that we pretty much load up pretty heavy. It takes a little while to get set up for our show. It takes about a good 30 to 45 minutes to get everything unloaded, set up, and ready to go.
Okay. Very interesting. And I want to go back to the jousting just for a minute. You know, when you start, Amy, you started talking about the horses. That's a big setup also. How many horses do you usually involve?
We have four horses right now, and they're draft horses, so they need a lot more than the regular size horses do. But that lends itself to what we're doing with the big knights and armor that they carry them, and it's quite a ominous presence when they come out on the field. The horses teach a great lesson as well. We'll see the kids come up after the show to pet the horses. And just that small interaction is so honest from the horses to the children. And again, that's what we're looking for with the puppets, you know, with the horses, with dogs. You know, dogs will go to the library so the children can read to them. The dogs and the horses do not assume anything about the child. And when the puppets come out, the kids will talk to the puppets and maybe tell them something that is a little unnerving or scary for them, such as the bullying. And we've seen that more than once, where a child has come in and we find out from the parents what an impact it had, because that child was bullied. But during that show, there were 75 other kids sitting with that child telling the bully that they're not doing what's right. And they had those people behind them and that support, and maybe gave them a little bit more courage to face the day.
Very important point about communication. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we want to remind folks that it's a library program, Atlantic Public Library, this coming Thursday the 16th, 10 to 11 a.m. but you're invited to come and meet Kevin and Amy, and I understand you have one other person helping you, Grayson, through their puppetry, and see this fascinating show. It just sounds wonderful. And we thank you for all of your work and coming to our public libraries.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought I wonder if you agree with. Stories of imagination tend to upset those without one.